is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. dropped 38,000 meals ready to eat on Gaza to try to alleviate the humanitarian crisis, and U.S. officials say more aid will be dropped. But for demonstrators in cities in the U.S., like these in Washington, D.C.,
it's better than nothing, but it is what I believe to be a distraction against, you know, all of the negatives that are going on.
Top Israeli official tells ABC there's been no breakthrough in talks for a ceasefire and the release of more hostages. Former President Donald Trump's carrying more momentum into Super Tuesday. He won caucuses Saturday in Missouri and Idaho. He also picked up all the delegates at Michigan's Republican convention. California Highway Patrol rescued as many as 300 people who were stuck in their cars as a result of the blizzard that blasted the Sierra Nevadas, those conditions forcing ski resorts to close. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Diversity efforts are curbed at Wisconsin State Universities, and Republicans promise more scrutiny of diversity, equity, and inclusion across state government in the months to come. But as Farah Siddiqui reports, states that cut back on DEI are literally paying a price.
When events are scheduled in places with policies that are considered non-inclusive or discriminatory, that place is often assumed to support these initiatives. Dr. M. Ray Perryman of the Perryman Group, who conducted the independent analysis, says some potential visitors will choose to go elsewhere rather than support places they think are less open to diversity and equity. He says this avoidance risks millions for the Missouri economy.
Travel and tourism losses in Missouri and Kansas could total hundreds of millions of dollars per year, with an associated loss in revenue to the states and local governments.
Bills now under consideration include SB 1314, which would limit state funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and SB 980, which would prohibit state agencies from doing business with companies unless they'd agree not to be part of economic boycotts. The Perryman Research says with these types of policies, the state would risk losing nearly $2.6 billion in annual income and almost 24,000 jobs by the year 2030. Perryman also points out that controversial public policies are discouraging to skilled workers seeking long-term employment and young workers as they consider where to begin their careers. He says it also plays a role for organizations in Missouri concerned about retaining employees.
At a time when the U.S. economy is facing major challenges and uncertainty, the competition for quality corporate locations and expansions, as well as skilled workers, is particularly intense, and anti-DEI measures can be particularly damaging for future prosperity.
The report warns of similar negative financial consequences for the state of Kansas. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy south winds up over 35 miles per hour, and highs in the lower 70s. That would be a new record high for the day, by the way. Tonight, partly cloudy near 40. Some shower chances on Monday, mostly cloudy, cooler in the lower 50s. Currently 49 degrees.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk you can't ignore,
even if you tried.
Why is everyone ignoring me?
Find out why all of lacrosse is talking about Eagle 1490.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Of the stars on the air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. We're here till noon. Doris Day had maybe the best version of this ever. Doris Day. This is from a Benny Goodman movie, 1938, called Hollywood Hotel. Music of the Oscars, all month long.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without. You're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Fact. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll
to see. Say you ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill the nation. Your looks would be adored. You'd be a big sensation. With wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way we kiss when we are all alone, you'd have every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. Say you ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Little.
No, no, no. Like this.
Come in. Hello, Clarky. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Hello, Leon.
Well, Clarky, what's on your mind? What can I do for you?
You see, I've been in cartoons a long time, and I was thinking I thought if I had a chance to act in the features, because I know it is a pip of a job at $12,000 a week, playing opposite Greta Garbo.
French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's, Cartier, Black Star, Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's Diamonds. Diamonds. I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds are a girl's best, best friend.
There's Marilyn.
Could be your big chance, Rob. There's your name up there in lights. The Nostril by Rob Petrie.
Mr. Merkle, please. He's got about as much chance of me writing a freeze. Hello, Les? Hi, Rob Petrie. Yeah, fine. How are you, boy? Great. Listen, I'm sorry I was out when you called. What's up?
You're kidding. Would I'd love to. Well, sure I would. Who wouldn't? Lunch tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you, Les. Bye.
I could have sworn I heard somebody say they would never write one of those crazy pictures.
He doesn't want me to write it.
What does he want you to do?
He wants me to star in it.
Come on.
He wants you to star in a motion picture?
Right.
What are they going to call it?
The Flop. I don't know.
For my first selection, I will sing The Bold Fisherman, a bright yet compelling song of the sea.
Some guys shouldn't sing, like Humphrey Bogart.
The bold fisherman set sail from off Billingsgate to catch the bold piggy and the gay mackerel. But when he got off Pimlico, the winds did begin to blow, and the little boat wibble wobble so that overboard went he, singing winky deedle down. Interesting song that he sung. Quinky deedle down, quinky deedle dee. Bold fisherman. Quinky deedle down, quinky deedle dee. Was a highly interesting song that he sung.
The man who left this place this morning, an ordinary writer, has been offered a part in a movie.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
A regular movie? I mean, will you go in and pay $2 to see it, really?
Well, I mean, I could get you in free, but it's, yeah, regular movie.
Well, are you going to be in a crowd scene or something like that?
No. I'm going to be a star.
A star? Oh, come on, Rob, you're kidding.
No, I am not kidding. You remember Leslie Merkle?
Leslie Merkle?
Yeah, the guy from the sewer.
Oh! What did he do? He did a picture called, Shoes? No, Socks.
Feet.
Feet, yeah. Yes.
Well, he's going to do an experimental movie. He wants me in it.
Which part of you?
What? Well, I mean, this time he's going to do it with entire people.
Well, Rob, what does he want you to be an actor for? You're not an actor.
Right, and neither are none of my fellow stars.
What? Are you investing in this?
Well, yeah, in a way.
Yeah. Well, there goes the brick barbecue, right?
Crawford.
A burning flame to me. Will you always be the same to me? Though I taste your kisses, how long will they last? Whatever you may do, this heart of mine is true. I still believe in you. Though love go past, with you happiness and bliss appear. All my troubles disappear, yet my constant fear is, how long will it
of the star.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be, if you'll just realize.
This is Jack Webb. Just the tracks, ma'am.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside the bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet.
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
Thank you.
Mercy Faith, Max Steiner's great theme. Not the theme. This is a song he wrote for Summer Place. The Four Lads on the Music of the Star.
Bells will be ringing and birds will be singing if you and your love is your love.
Stars. Let's rush the season. Summertime. This is Harry Simeone. Mike Jones, Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen.
Those leafy lanes we walk through, hand in hand. The lazy beach where we just tend and tend. They're gone just like the lovely plans we plan. Summertime promises, that's all. Wheel that took us to the moon has brought us back to earth too soon, too soon. What we called love, I guess, was only June. Summertime promises, that's all. Only fools trust in holiday romances. Only fools cling to summer souvenirs. We were fools, and like fools we took our chances. It was the loveliest summer in years. It's over, still it seems like yesterday. You said you'd care forever, come what may. I'm still in love with you, but like they say, summertime promises, summertime promises seldom come true in the fall.
They don't get any better than does Jack Jones. Smale in the orchestra, along with Vic Damone, Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer. I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. Began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seems so right go wrong? The things we did last summer. Winter.
Michelle Legrand. It doesn't get any better. The year 1971.
Happened to me since has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant. That was back when summer seemed forever.
I wish somebody would invade this dopey island!
Hey, Oski, it's that lady again.
The summer smiles, the summer knows. And unashamed, she sheds her claws. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms. is the sand on which you land. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes a summer.
Who taught you to kiss so perfectly?
A boy at Buffalo High School. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Tell me what?
Mother says that Pine Island girls all go to finishing schools, not plain old high schools. But I loved going there.
Was this boy who taught you your study?
No, he was president of the student body. I was only a sophomore at the time. We used to go up on the roof.
On the roof?
Mm-hmm. It was one of those flat kinds that had a stairway leading up to it. Gee, it got hot up there.
In the daytime, you mean?
Mm-hmm. During my lunch hours.
Lunch hours? Did you keep doing it?
Till I learned.
Oh.
Troy and Sandra. Here's Sandra. Max Steiner wrote this, The Music of the Stars, on the Civic Media Network.
sight of you. On a distant star, we're not just winds or fanciful flies. I know it, for here you are. From worlds apart, you touched my
for news, Sandra Dee.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a this world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give
is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.